So, my buddy Bill texted me this. He's a big sports guy, and the Dodgers, of course, just won the World Series. So he said, I read this in yesterday's LA Times, it was a few weeks ago, about the 1965 World Series with the Dodgers. Sandy Koufax sat out the first game because it was Yom Kippur. So they started John Drysdale instead. And he gave up 6 runs in less than 2 innings. And the manager came out to relieve him. And the first thing Drysdale said was, I bet you wish I was Jewish too. Now, if that's true, is that true? It's in the LA Times. Would the manager have said that? That's a funny line. So we don't even care if it's true, but it's even funnier if it's true. Okay. Burnham Wood. As a matter of fact, I was watching a new program called The Diplomat on Netflix, and this woman, American, goes to England, so it takes place in England. And they were talking about the Burnham Wood, and they had Burnham something else. And I never looked up why Burnham Wood is named Burnham Wood and what that means, but I guess it's tied to something in England. And it's, I discovered Burnham Wood in the early 1980s when I was selling Savin photocopiers, and I was driving all over town, and maybe they were an existing customer, but I drove in, guard-gated, and got in and had a relationship with the manager. He was a great guy, and he would buy me lunch. We would sit there in this beautiful setting, and it's just great, great memory. So it's a golf course, it's guard-gated, and you got this country club. And so a new listing came out for $8.5 million. It was in escrow after 2 days on the market. Now, this note I made is a few weeks old, so I don't might have closed already. And I like that they had in the private remarks what it costs. And the corporate membership is required. So you have a Burnham Wood initiation fee of $155,000. Which, you know, if you join a club, you got an initiation fee. The current monthly club dues are $1,165. The homeowners association is separate. Those monthly dues are $870, which for a association fee is actually not too bad, even though they're basically homes, so it's not as if they're paying for your roof or exterior maintenance. You do get the guard gated. But I don't know what the club dues are on some of the other nice clubs in town, so I can't really compare the $1,165 a month. But I guess you're getting golf, all you can golf, I imagine. And for a mere $155,000 down, but I guess if you have $8.5 million, these numbers would be okay for you. So go buy in Burnham Wood. Saw an agent buyer need looking for a single-family home or a condo up to $2 million and wants it to be near UCSB. And the agent mentioned that the main transportation is a bicycle. So I just imagine that this person is a professor or works at UCSB or is grad student who's wealthy enough to buy a home or a condo up to $2 million and likes to ride a bicycle. Good for him or her. I've mentioned the Goleta Library a few times, and I can't remember if I already said this to you, so sorry, I didn't mark it down if I did, but the new police station came out. It's going to be 65,000 square feet. And it's going to cost $121 million plus, and it's going to take 2 years to build. Boy, I'm thinking I already said this. I apologize, just the way I'm reading it. Yet the remodeling of the Goleta Library is going to cost $5 million and also take 2 years. So I'm marking this off, so I won't repeat that again. I apologize. Don't forget, rat poison is banned in California January 2025. Exempt is agriculture and public health emergencies. I know I already said that, but that's worth repeating. Mark that off. Funk Zone Hotel in Jeopardy. A property owner gave land to the city in 1983 in exchange for the right to build a hotel. Now people don't want it. A group called the Funk Zone is against it. You know, it's funny. The Funk Zone used to be funky. Now it's filled with high-end restaurants, wine tasting, whatever. So we got what we want. Now we don't want what you want. Maybe with another hotel, some of the vacation rentals will rent long-term, or they will sell. Would it help the housing market with more downtown hotels? There was another hotel supposed to be built downtown on State Street. I don't know if that's going to happen. You know, that's a lot of money. Let's see. Also, all the programs you could find at RadioRealEstate.com, past programs. And then I include two links. One is for this property tax postponement program for senior citizens, blind or disabled persons. And you can postpone, not a waiver. Applications are accepted October 1st to February 10th. So the website is on the podcast. And the second link that I've been including every week is where you can check your title at the county. And I have the link, and you just click on it. Takes you 5 seconds, 10 seconds. And for some reason, I've become obsessed with it, and I have a reminder to do it every Friday. And I wonder if someday I'll click on it and see, oh, someone just recorded something on my home. It's very rare to happen, and all these commercials, they're pushing you to pay some company to do it, and I think it's a crime. I know it happens. But it happens very rarely, and you could do it yourself. And I don't know how well they really, I don't know how they can track it. But you can do it yourself. County website, just go to RadioRealEstate.com and click on Listen to Past Programs, and those two websites are there. So there. And I think that's about it. I might have mentioned this before, but I love saying it again. Fellow agent Mimi Greenberg loves dogs, cats. She owns rentals, and she advertises she takes pets and dogs. She actually prefers to rent to people with a pet or a dog. And if you don't have a dog and you want to rent from her, she makes you foster a dog while you live in one of her rentals. Can you imagine that? It's not true, but it would be funny if it was true. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with a weekly multiple listing sales update.